issues with backlog of applications in state and out of state, as well as deal with complaints and bring California laboratory licensing program up to speed so that we can apply for CLIA exemption.
Okay. Legislative analyst?
Senators, Dan Carson. We're fine with the positions and the funding that the department has requested. Our review indicates that the various components of this proposal are justified on a workload basis. The concern we'd raise for you, and that's referenced in your agenda, is about what appears to be a significant lack of enforcement activity in these functions, particularly those related to the inspections of clinical laboratories. State law and regulation gives this department a broad array of tools, fines and penalties. They can cut them off from Medi-Cal. They can lead to criminal actions. Their own budget request, however, indicates that there's widespread lack of compliance with the existing laws and regulations. The implication, if you take their budget assumptions, are that there's thousands of labs out there that aren't in compliance, which raises obviously potential significant life and health issues. The other thing is their budget request indicates that they're assuming they'll receive penalty revenues of a total of $50,000 in the budget year for their efforts at regulating more than 19,000 providers that are in state and out of state. That suggests to us a very limited level of activity, and they've indicated, in fact, to us last week that as of 2004-05, they ceased assessing fines and penalties. We need to know that as they go forward with these additional resources, that we're going to get some results, that we're getting, in other words, something for the money that you're providing here. And so, among other things, we would propose that you request a BSA audit of these enforcement activities. We recommend, though, that that audit be delayed till 2007-08 so that the department has an opportunity to use these resources to strengthen and improve its operations and procedures in this area.
Okay, public comment.
Michael Arnold, representing the California Clinical Laboratory Association, here to support this budget request. We're concerned that the department, and particularly the lab field services section of the department, has been devastated by budget cuts and staff cuts over the last few years, and there are serious issues out there. And if the laboratory industry begins to get a black eye, the public will lose faith in the laboratory industry, and we just think these kinds of regulatory activities need to be funded.
Okay. Mr. Chair and members, Bob Ackerman with the California Society of Pathologists would echo Mr. Arnold's comments. These resources are necessary for the department to do its job in this area, and we believe that more enforcement and regulation of these laboratories is essential to the public health and make sure the laboratory testing that is being done and being paid for is being done accurately.
Okay, thank you.
Kathy Reese, representing the California Association for Medical Laboratory Technology. We represent the licensed clinical laboratory scientists around the state. We likewise believe that this is an important funding augmentation and will help to bring the department back up to the sort of stature and bench that it needs to be to do its job. There are indeed a lot of labs out there that, particularly as we bring in the physician office laboratories, that need to be held the same standard that all the rest of us are. And we do support moving toward exemption. We think this is a very important path to take, so we would encourage your aye vote and support for these augmentation requests. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Cox, did you have a comment or question? Okay, so we have a move to adopt. In addition to that, we would like to adopt trailer bill language to have the Bureau of State Audits do an audit of this program. Is that okay?
Yeah. I would prefer the trailer bill to trying to request.
Okay, so
if anybody else is okay on a 3-0 vote.
That completes the agenda, Madam Chair.
Gosh, you guys are so efficient. I should leave more often. All right, thank you all very much, and I will add on. Before we adjourn, just I want to add on to all the votes that were taken while I was gone in support, it looks like, of all the actions that were taken while I was gone. Thank you all very much, members. That was very efficient. All right.